Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Donovan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, I first said his name on the air in February of 1998, not very long, only a few months after we started doing our show. That means he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. And Jim is one of the guys we go to when we're trying to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. He's a coach, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, he's an author of an outstanding book, one of my favorite books. This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, and he's our good friend Jim Donovan. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always.
1998, huh?
1998, that's right. Wow. You've already had your 12th anniversary with us, so we appreciate that very much, and that's a long time, and we're very grateful for the time and the wisdom that you've shared with us over the years. One of the things that I've always admired about your story, Jim, is how you've talked about being a business owner, you know, a long time, way back in the 70s. You left employment and became and started working for yourself, and you've been doing it ever since. And as you know, right now, not only in America, but around the world, there are literally millions of people who are they can't find a job, or they have a job and they're tired of it, and they're thinking, you know, what if I hitched my wagon to my own star? Why don't I try to go out and do something on my own? Maybe out of requirement. They don't have a job. They need to feed a family. They're saying, I want to find my own place in the marketplace. And there's a lot of that going on right now. You're a good person to talk to about that. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, that's the place I came to. It was, I'll never forget, it was July 17th, 1974.
Isn't it funny how you remember the exact dates?
Yeah, it sticks right in my mind because I had been...
Mine was May 21st at 8:30 in the morning.
Huh?
It was a Monday.
It was about 1 in the morning because I had just finished a 12-hour day, given my all. I was working as a videotape editor for a company, and I did some of the best work I had ever done. And at midnight, my boss calls me into his office and says, we got to let you go.
Wow.
And I reached out to shake his hand. He thought I was going to hit him. He backed up. And I said, I want to thank you because this is the catalyst I needed to get out of here. It was happy. I never forget going home. My former wife said to me, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'll let you know in the morning, but I can tell you right now, I'm not working for anybody ever again. And I haven't for pretty much, I mean, I've done taking sales jobs. You do what you have to do.
Yeah.
But that was, I decided, you know, if my life is going to be a disaster at midnight on a Tuesday, it's going to be my own doing, not somebody else's.
And so that happened to you. Something not unlike that. And in fact, that's almost exactly what happened to me that year. I'd gotten downsized twice, two different times. I walked into a couple of jobs that were I was part of a group of people that were, you know, I was both times I was in, you know, management or executive positions. And I, you know, the second time that happened to me, and as I said, at 8:30 in the morning on a Monday morning, I got the phone call. I actually got a phone call. And I hung the phone up and said, well, I guess I better get my resume dusted off again. Then I thought for about 10 seconds, and I said, wait a minute. I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
Yeah, right.
And at 8:35, I started designing my business card, and I've never looked back.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get to a point, I think, and people are coming to the point because there's no more loyalty on anybody's part. There's no loyalty on the part of the company.
Job security has always been a myth, and now it's now it's just not a myth anymore. Everybody understands it.
And there's also no loyalty on the part of the employee. So it's a two-way street. But so people are waking up and they're saying, all right, you know what? I'm going to do my own business. Or even the people, like you said, the people that are getting laid off, it drives me crazy. I watch the news, and I hear about somebody who's been sending resumes out for 2 years, and they can't find a job. It's like, hello, when are you going to realize this isn't working?
But, you know, Jim, you and I both know this. being a business owner is not for everybody.
No, everyone can't.
Everyone can't do this.
No, definitely. I mean, when you were saying that before the introduction, before the break, I was listening to that and I'm like, yeah, right. There are times, and you know it, I know it, anybody that's honest will admit it. There are times when, hey, you want to buy this place? Give me $5. It's yours.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They say most small businesses are for sale at all times.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And the thing is that but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try, because because none of us really know whether we're cut out for this until we try.
Yeah, and you may find, I had a good friend of mine that got laid off, and he came to that same place. He said, I'm tired of being laid off from companies. And he totally switched industries, went into a health product out of technology, started his own business, and it was a huge success for many, many years. He was one of the first people selling vitamins on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, because had he not done it, he never would have known that. He'd still be working somewhere.
And so how do you make that first step? What's your advice on, you know, I got a lot of folks out there sitting at the kitchen table right now, you know, with a blank sheet of paper in front of them with a pencil. They're trying to map out their future in business. How do they make that transition? What's the first thought, the first step?
Well, that's an interesting question, because these days, look, part of what I'm doing with my new book, Don't Let an All-Person Move Into Your Body, is I'm working with people that are in transition. They're coming out of corporate jobs one way or the other, and they want to start their own business. So they are that person sitting there. I would say, first, you have to find your passion. If you don't have passion for what you're doing, go do something else. That applies whether you have a business, a job, or whatever.
Is it enough to be passionate about being your own business, owning your own business? Or
well,
do you have
yeah,
to be,
I think you're
going
to be passionate about what
about
that
product.
Is. If you hate automotive products, don't go into a muffler franchise.
Right.
You know, don't become grease monkey or something. But if you really have passion for something, that's usually the best way to... That's where most people succeed in their biggest way, is they go back to, like my friend Charlie, he taught me everything I know about health and nutrition. He went back to something he's been passionate about all of his life.
But isn't it? But it's something that you're passionate about, but it also needs to be something you know something about.
Oh, yeah.
But my point is, you can't presume that just because you're passionate about it, that you know, I might be passionate about, I might love the idea of something in particular, but I might not know much about it.
Yeah. I mean, don't go become a brain surgeon if you've never been to medical school.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a given to a degree. I mean, if you have enough passion and you have a vision, you'll find the people that know what they need to know.
Jim, the reason I said that, we've got to go to a break here, is I've had people say, you know, I'm going to open a restaurant because I love to feed people. Well, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean you're a good cook, you know. So
hold on to
that
thought.
We'll take a quick break. Right back with Jim Donovan. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to stay with you, to continue to be with you, to continue to talk about our small businesses, mine and yours, the one you're starting, the one you're growing. And today, maybe the one you're sick of. Or maybe you're in love with it today. It depends. I think of your business sort of like a teenager. You know, one day you love them, and the next day you want to, you know what I'm talking about if you've ever had teenagers. Jim Donovan is our guest. He's our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, founding Brain Trust member, I guess I should say. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there for you. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jim, now your new book is Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body?
Yeah, that's the one.
And where is it available?
Pretty much everywhere. It's available, of course, at my website at Jim Donovan, JimDonovan.com. It's available at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, and bookstores can order it. You know, it's in distribution. It's in the system.
Can we still get your other books there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So check all that out.
Handbook to a Happier Life, This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck. People that are starting, that are coming out of a job or have a job and want to start something on the side, I have a little book that never really did much because it didn't get marketed much, but it's got a lot of good ideas to stop living paycheck to paycheck. I went through 8 different ways that I've made money, honestly, morally, ethically, starting with literally from scratch. I mean, mm-hmm. from, you know, sometimes not even a business card. You know, it's all about ideas. Money flows to the idea.
Let me throw something else out, though, Jim. Here's something that I've been talking about since you and I have known each other, and that is the idea of the 21st century being the century of the entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah.
Now, but when I say that, I'm not just talking about people who own businesses. I'm talking about entrepreneurial employees, too. So if I had to give – folks, we're talking about making a transition from being an employee to being an employer, to owning your own company. And, Jim, if I had to say one thing that I think people should think of first before they do anything else is make the commitment to become entrepreneurial. And if you have an entrepreneurial attitude, when you try to start your business, it will help you in that. If you decide that you're not cut out for business ownership, you don't have enough capital, you don't like the risk, et cetera, you don't want to risk your own capital, then when you apply for a job, if you've got that entrepreneurial attitude, I think you become a better employee. What do you think, Jim?
Oh, yeah, 100%, because you're thinking like an owner.
Exactly.
That was one thing I always did when I had jobs. That was also part of my problem at times, because I would look at ways I could fix things, and it wasn't necessarily my place or my responsibility or authority. But that said, if you take ownership, if I hire you and you get involved in the business as though you were an owner, pretty soon you're going to have a piece of something around here.
You're
going to have an idea. You're going to run with it.
Every time I talk to my employees about their assignment with me, their time with me, I give them a responsibility and I say, I expect you to own this.
Yeah.
I expect you to not just work on this project, but I expect this to be your project that you own, and you think about it, it's your baby, you nurture it, and you tell me what you think we should be doing with this.
Exactly. Well, it's like your friend and mine, Mark Allen at New
yep.
World Library,
yep.
was my publisher for Handbook to a Happier Life.
Mm-hmm.
Mark has one of the most successful publishing companies in the world, and being self-admittedly one of the laziest people in the world,
yep. because he empowers his people.
Oh, yeah. I spent some time with Mark at book shows. He's a character.
Yeah.
But, you know, he empowers his people. He said something brilliant. He said if you have profit sharing, your people have a piece of the business. You don't have to worry about saving money in the shipping room because the people in the shipping room will figure out how to save money.
He also said on my show about 12 years ago that his five-year plan when he first started out, and folks, this is important, when he was where you are right now, if you're at that kitchen table with that blank sheet of paper right now, he said, my five-year plan, I wrote it down, I sat down and wrote it down. He said, my five-year plan took me 10 years.
Yeah.
So you have to be patient, right, Jim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's hung in there. And, you know, today he's a multimillionaire. He's got some of the top books in the industry and in the genre.
Yeah.
And a really great guy. And he still does it on his terms. He still doesn't do mornings. He doesn't do Mondays.
he does mornings sometimes.
I love Mark.
He doesn't own a watch, I don't think. The thing is, folks, you've got to have certain fundamental things. You've got to have some capital. You got to watch your capital.
I don't know if it's essential, but it helps.
Well,
and I started from like literally a blank sheet of paper and selling advertising on it.
But I guess what I'm getting at is you got to pay attention to the capital. You got to realize that your business operates on cash flow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, cash flow is that's the
you
one.
Gotta realize
I keep learning
that
lesson.
And you've also got to realize and I think the break point, Jim, for people is when they decide, okay, am I willing to live without in a world where I don't know for sure that I'm going to get a paycheck on Friday?
Right.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that takes you need some pretty steady nerves for that one.
Yeah.
Because you have to go out on the limit time. But I think ahead of that, you know, just my own opinion, the two most important things are passion and vision.
Yeah.
If you're passionate about what you're doing and you have a crystal clear vision of what that looks like when it's completed, this is where I come in as a coach. I want you to take me out a year or 5 years and tell me what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got to be able to do that, you got to say, okay, here's what it is, here's what we're doing, and here's the kind of lifestyle I have, and here's what's happening.
Like Mark Allen's 5-year plan.
Yeah, exactly.
But that took him 10 years. Hey, Jim, give us the website one more. Give us the website one more time.
It's Jim Donovan, JimDonovan.com.
Check it out. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll
anytime.
See you next time. Say hi to Georgia.
I will do that.
See you, Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, right after the news. I'm Jim Bison, game 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.